WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A week after the president of the local economic development agency announced he was leaving at the end of the year, his departure will be at the end of next month. The departure of Todd McDaniel at the Research Valley Partnership was brought up last night by College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
Changing some structural within the organization, we're hoping to get some policies and procedures in place that will make it a lot more transparent and understandable for our citizens to be able to access.
Schultz, who is on the RVP board, says the agency will be led by Senior Vice President Sylvia McMullen. College Station firefighters responding to the Gables Apartments on University Oaks last night revived two dogs that were not breathing. After extinguishing a fire on the kitchen stove, firefighters searched the apartment and found two unconscious dogs and a kitten. EMS personnel were able to revive both dogs and they are expected to recover. The kitten did not survive. Sears announced this week it's doubting the future of its business. The store, whose roots date back to the 1880s, has been competing with stores like Lowe's, Walmart, and Home Depot for years. Director of Texas A&M Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says the shift to online purchases is hurting the department store.
Those companies that have responded well with a terrific mobile experience and easy ordering, most notably Amazon, have eaten into market share where people may have traditionally made purchases at department stores.
Hollinger says there has also been a decline in traffic at malls, which is where Sears stores are mainly located. Macy's and JCPenney's has also recently announced difficult sales figures and store closings. The Texas Senate's proposed $106.3 billion state budget is set for the floor vote next week, but it's already being blasted by the Republican head of the House. State Representative Kyle Cassell was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs what he thought about the Senate's accounting tricks to avoid using the rainy day fund.
The ESF, or the Economic Stabilization Fund, is running, it's going to be near $12 billion. We've got a cap on it. We will not spend below $7.5 billion. Let's pay our bills now, not play with the gimmicks, and not force anybody to make a hard vote over a gimmick. Let's take care of our bills and do what's right.
House Speaker Joe Strauss dismissed the move involving $2.5 billion earmarked for transportation as cooking the books. And this weekend is the 17th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Emily Mullins on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it's their biggest event of the year.
We're going to have vendors. We're going to have vehicle displays. We're going to have weapon demonstrations. There's going to be helicopter rides available from the Collings Foundation.
Mullen says they're also extending the amount of reenactments they have, including a World War I tactical. To see a full list of reenactments and events for this Saturday and Sunday, visit AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Join Messina Hoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messina Hoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
Walmart Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Make it 7:10. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Go check some weather, and it's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900. Stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mostly cloudy for today. It'll be windy. Temperature 75 to 80. Some showers and thunderstorms will pop up later on. Clearing and cooler overnight, 55 to 60. The weekend looks very nice. Sunshine tomorrow. Temperature should be able to reach 80. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 55 to 60. Partial sunshine in the forecast for Sunday. And highs are going to be somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M baseball coach Rob Childress as the team gears up to take on Vandy this weekend. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team hosts Missouri this weekend beginning tonight. Coach Joe Evans weighs in on the series, and we'll take a look at the first teams to enter the Elite Eight. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So a bunch of billionaires are getting together in Arizona. They are the royalty of the NFL. They are the team owners, so they're having their annual meeting.
I wonder how many bottles of scotch they go through.
Oh, you know, and here's the deal. The egos in there have got to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pecking order, as you would expect, with anything else.
Well, because you're talking about money and about sports.
Yep. And they all think that they're right.
Right.
No matter what they're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people may be kind of smart, or they could be total idiots. It's just, the egos must be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they got some, they're looking at the Oakland Raiders moving to Las Vegas, which is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Las Vegas now has 1 million people, so it's a city in addition to what else it is.
The Strip,
yeah. But what else it is does have something to do with that. I wonder, you know, how many luxury boxes are they going to have there?
Yeah.
Because
right.
The casinos are going to want to do that for
their
all their
clients.
Yeah, their
mm-hmm.
well-heeled clients, give them, you know, tickets to the game. So will just regular folks get any chances to buy tickets there?
That's a good question.
And the other thing is those people coming there are fans of other teams in many cases.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to them being fans of the Las Vegas team.
I would imagine it would probably be kind of hard to get tickets to any football game in Las Vegas just because there are probably a lot of people, like you said, fans of other teams who are just in Vegas celebrating, partying, whatever, yeah. or just want to go to Vegas, and so they go to see their favorite team and go to Vegas. Like, there's not a whole lot of and do something else in other cities.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting marketing deal when that comes through. But they're also going to make some changes in rules. Banning defensive players from jumping over the long snapper during field goal and extra point attempts. Speeding up replay, that's probably a good idea, by moving all calls to New York City at a centralized location. And limiting overtime, except during the playoffs, to 10 minutes. So we'll see. They're calling it player safety. Actually, I think what it is they don't like when the games overlap. They want them to end at the same time so they can move on.
Mm-hmm.
But there you are. That's more time than I ever thought I'd spend on the national.
The no fun league.
That's two
days,
in a row.
Yeah. Scott.
Again, the video thing.
Man.
The video thing about celebration is just stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of, this is odd. AT&T does not want its name showing up next to videos that would promote intolerance and hate. And so this week, they said that they are pulling their ads from YouTube and other Google sites.
Wow, that's big.
We are deeply concerned that our ads may have appeared alongside YouTube content promoting terrorism and hate. Until Google can ensure this won't happen again, we are removing our ads from Google non-search platforms. Verizon said that they also have pulled their ads.
Wow.
They are so concerned about people being offended
and associating it with them.
Yes. Explain to me why you're watching that video in the first place.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
Okay? You've chosen to watch that for some reason. Why? Because you were feeling really good and you want to get outraged, so you're going to watch that video, and then you look to the right or the left, and, oh, my God, there's AT&T. Well, I'll never do any business with them.
Yeah.
Sad thing is there are people like that, though.
Well, I'm sure there are.
They don't understand that, you know, those advertisements are there for people, anybody watching YouTube, not necessarily for the video itself, and so they'll see that and go, well, I'm just not working with AT&T anymore.
Well, once again, how many people, hard numbers are we really talking about, real numbers of people who are in that thought process?
Gotta be low. I'm sure. Yeah. Gotta be low.
I don't know about y'all, but I bought some online and I bought it. Okay. I made my decision and I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
No, quit bothering me, because now I'm still getting pop-up ads.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
been probably 6 weeks since I made the purchase.
Right. And you bought it. And there's some where you just merely glance at a website. You're on a website for less than a second.
Yeah.
And, yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a plumbing fixture, okay? A plumbing fixture. Like, I'm going to go out and buy a whole lot more of that?
A lot of times, too, that'll happen if anybody on your network gets on a
yes.
certain website. It doesn't even
yes.
have to be you.
Yep.
You. If somebody on your network goes to a certain website, like, let's say, like an Acne website or something like that, you'll open your phone and see ads for the Acne
Where
place.
Where did this come from? Right, exactly. How am I getting this?
It's like, I've never looked at this at all.
Very unusual. All right, music can be a lifesaver. Did you hear about the Presbyterian Hospital in New York?
Did not.
Well, here's the deal. First responders are being taught to perform hands-only CPR on an adult whose heart has stopped beating. They are told to administer 2-inch sternum compressions at the rate of 100 beats per minute. Okay? So that's a little less than twice a second. But it's kind of hard to approximate
right.
unless you have a song going in your head. It can actually help you do that. And so the hospital has put together a list of 40 songs that have 100 beats per minute so that you can, I don't know, do the song in your head, and it keeps you on track for that. Here's the first song. How's that?
That's
huh?
great.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yep. Also, Gloria Gaynor's "I Will Survive" is one of those 100 beat per minute songs.
Oh, nice.
And so is "Mbop" by Hanson.
Oh, man.
You want to do that.
It's funny that you say "Staying Alive" is one of them, because you know what another one of them is? Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, yikes.
It really is.
There you are. All right, so I guess that could happen, too.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to listen to that one while we're giving CPR.
But there you are. That's what's out there and available if you get into that situation.
Huh. Well, speaking of healthcare, we did just get a tweet from the president himself about it.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yep,
all right,
yep.
Here we go. Let me hear it.
He said, after 7 horrible years of Obamacare, skyrocketing premiums and deductibles, bad health care, this is finally your chance for a great plan.
Trump tweet.
Yeah. That's the man. Well, we'll see what happens.
So
huh?
Just minutes ago,
yeah.
he tweeted that. We'll see if anything comes out this morning.
Hello.
Hey, if you want to learn CPR, and you, because I'm a coach and we had to learn it, when they go online, they show you a video, and it's from Britain, and it's the whole video is to staying alive, and it's the guys from like the movie Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can see it on YouTube if
That's
you want.
That's pretty cool.
It.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Awesome. Yeah.
yeah. So they've been using that for a while.
Cool.
All right. So Shark Tank.
Yep.
You ever watched that?
Mm.
I kind of didn't like it. Hello.
You can also sing or hum Star Wars Death Vader March.
He was singing to us. Well, kind of.
It's not even Tuesday.
Yeah. Shark Tank, it's the thing where they got, I don't know, it's four or five people who got a whole lot of money, and people come out with these ideas. I like to watch it for two reasons. First, man, where did they come up with that idea?
Right.
Okay. And then second, you know, these people like Mark Cuban, they're going, oh, I don't know if I want to invest $200,000. You know, the guy's worth $2 billion, okay? So it's like somebody comes to you and you go, can I borrow $2? Oh, I don't know if I can do that or not. So that's kind of why I enjoy watching that. And then the sharks get at each other. But imagine the sharks on ABC Shark Tank being kids, and all the sales pitches were for toys or games. You have the basic premise of the network's new reality show called Toy Box, hosted by Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. Is that right?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Toy Box will feature amateur inventors as they try to impress three adult mentors and four very opinionated kid judges.
Ooh.
Winner will find their winning product on the store shelves of Toys R Us and manufactured by Mattel.
Very cool.
It will premiere Friday, April the 7th on ABC.
Talk about going to the source, you know?
I think that's kind of a fun deal.
That is fun. And kids on TV, they're entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. 720. You can join the show.
You can.
Yep. You can text us or you can call us. 979-695-1620. Use the area code if you're going to text us, and you don't have to.
Someone did ask if Raining Tacos was one of those songs that you could use.
Oh,
but I think it's too fast.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Well, then you'd have to do like every third beat, and then that's very confusing.
Yeah.
Well, they just wanted to hear the song, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just being that way. Okay, so apparently teaching your young children anything about guns will get them suspended from school and we'll get you watched by the Child Protective Services folks. In Collinsville, Illinois, Christy Jackson put up a Facebook post detailing how her son, age 4, his name is Hunter, was suspended from his preschool for bringing a shell casing to school. Principal called Christy, told her that Hunter had been warned several times. First, his name's Hunter. Hunter, see? The principal called Christy and said that Hunter had been warned several times to stop using other toys as guns, but when they found the .22 caliber shell casing in his possession, well, he was suspended for 7 days. Hunter's parents weren't aware that he'd been that he'd had it with him, and so what had happened is he'd been out with his grandpa, who is a police officer, and Grandpa was teaching Hunter how to target shoot and about gun safety. And while his parents were not around and didn't know about that, didn't know he had the casing, he took it to school. So they said, well, you know, they'd have stopped it had they known, but they didn't, and they're not happy about him being suspended for 7 days. Because that's going to scare kids?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Hey, got a Joanna Gaines story this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What have they been up to?
Yeah.
Because they're not making enough.
Waco a better place to live.
That's right. They're not making enough money, so now there's going to be another reality spinoff.
Oh, my God.
Joanna Gaines, who will launch a new show called Behind the Design.
Ooh.
If you didn't know, the mom of four has become a bona fide cult figure thanks to the old farmhouse chic thing.
Yep.
Okay? And the fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Diehard fans can see a preview of her latest production on HGTV coming up on March the 28th.
Oh, man, just a few days away.
I know. Well, that's why I want to let you know. You don't want to be missing
that.
Good.
Yeah, good. Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate
that money,
it.
You know, so.
Christy Yamaguchi, by the way, may have the best sense of humor in all sports.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. She sent Nancy Kerrigan best wishes to, quote, break a leg on Twitter.
During
her debut for Dancing with the Stars.
Is that like too soon?
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like it's always too soon when it comes to taking a bat to the kneecap.
That was 1993, by the way, when that happened.
I actually watched some of Tanya Harding's interview about all of that. Oh. Yeah.
She was a train wreck.
God,
yes, she was.
And she still
she
just is. Yes.
Well, look,
my gosh.
That's who she is. Anyhow, Nancy was gracious about the situation and tweeted back her thanks. So there you go. Christy, I didn't know she was a winner back in 2008, it says here.
Oh, that's cool.
Dancing with the Stars? Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah, so, well who knew?
Not right,
like I'm keeping up with that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Anyhow. All right, you may be a millennial and not know it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next half hour. I mean, you may think you know the definition of millennial, but we may find out that your behavior actually puts you in that category when you really wouldn't qualify. 7:24.
The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend is this Saturday and Sunday. Gates open at 10. See military and living history displays both days with small arms weapons demonstrations, a Vietnam air assault and World War II battle reenactment happening both days. They even have a junior GI zone. And find out how you can fly in a Huey helicopter and ride in a military vehicle. The Museum of the American GI, Highway 6 south of Santa's Wonderland. Find them on Facebook for full details. The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend this Saturday and Sunday.
I watch a lot of TV. Kind of comes with the territory when you have a job working in the entertainment industry. I got to take in as much information as I possibly can. And the good news for me is Suddenlink makes it real easy thanks to my Suddenlink To Go app, so I can watch TV anywhere I want to from my mobile devices. Or if I'm not home to catch one of my favorite shows, I can always DVR it. It's great. And I can get direct access to Netflix right there on my Suddenlink box. Now, if you don't have Suddenlink, don't worry, because for a limited time, if you sign up for Suddenlink's Triple Play, you can get a $100 reward card. That's pretty awesome. Plus, you're going to get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone for just $77.99 a month. It includes a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you're going to lock into the price for 2 years. Plus, don't forget that $100 gift card. But you better hurry, because the deal does end soon. Offer is only for new residential customers. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for more details. Call them 877-694-947. Or go by the Suddenlink office. They love to see people in there. So go check them out. It's at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Suddenlink, more power to you.
7:26, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, probably still going to be near 80. We're going to have a chance of some showers. In fact, it's an 80% chance of some showers. Not saying it's going to be very heavy, and if you look at the line of showers, it's not very wide. So maybe some brief heavy showers coming up later this afternoon. It'll happen after 1 o'clock, they say. But the winds will still be up, gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly clear and sunny. Winds out of the west and will be near 80 miles an hour. And then continue to have those 80-degree temperatures probably all the way through Wednesday of next week. Currently, the winds are out of the south at 9. They've kind of laid down. They were up at 20 earlier this morning. So down about 9 miles an hour now. Overcast skies, we've got 68.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the high and mighty New York Times says a new threat to academic freedom has emerged. And it's not Donald Trump. It's a new website launched last week called Professor Watchlist. The Watchlist names 200 college professors who, according to students, spread leftist propaganda in their classrooms and are biased against conservative students. The mere existence of this list is supposedly a threat to academic freedom. Julio Cesar Pino, an associate professor of history at Kent State, is on the list. He complains that the goal of the site is to shame and defame professors. Other critics warn the site will be used to harass professors or maybe even sabotage their careers. Not so, says Charlie Kirk, the executive director of Turning Point USA, which started the watch list. He says that it isn't a secret that some college professors are totally out of line and it's time to expose them. I cannot tell you how many calls I've taken over the years from college students and parents describing the liberal propaganda these kids are routinely exposed to in class and the hateful treatment they've received at liberal universities. I mean, they have to endure ridicule, bullying, and blatant hostility, bad grades, all of that, in silence, for fear their grades will suffer if they speak up. The Professor Watch List is not a threat to academic freedom. It makes the point that conservatives have academic freedom, too, which is a point long overdue.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, if you own land, then you know that the time to get ready for spring is right now. So I'm thrilled to tell you about special spring savings from my good friends at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Save big during Mahindra's Get Your Work Done sale with over $8,000 in cash back and savings on Mahindra tractors and $1,600 back on Mahindra Impact utility vehicles, plus the industry's best warranties, period. Now, that's more mowing for your money with a Mahindra tractor and more hauling for your money with a Mahindra Impact utility vehicle. No wonder 97% of owners would recommend a Mahindra. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com and get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two dogs are alive this morning, thanks to College Station firefighters and EMS. Firefighters responding to a fire at the Gables apartment on University Oaks last night around 8 p.m. found two unconscious dogs and a kitten in the apartment. EMS personnel were able to revive both dogs before transporting them to the Texas A&M Vet School for further treatment. Both are expected to recover. Firefighters extinguished a fire on the kitchen stove. No other details about the fire or the residents of the apartment were released. A leadership change is coming at the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. An update was given last night by College Station Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who was on the RVP board. That's after President Todd McDaniel announced last week he would not seek a contract extension after the end of this year.
We voted on accepting that information in addition to his last day at the end will be the end of April. We have appointed Sylvia McMullen as the interim managing director.
McMullen joined the RVP last April as the agency's first ever senior vice president. Schultz says the board will also be adding policies and procedures to make the agency more transparent to the public. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry does not like the results of the student body presidential election at Texas A&M. An openly gay man won after the runner-up, a straight man who got more votes, was disqualified for not reporting a campaign expense. Perry says the election may have been, quote, stolen. He made the suggestion in an op-ed submitted to the Houston Chronicle this week. With several holes still in the state's budget and unanswered questions about federal assistance, Texas lawmakers have decided to keep the $800 million in place for border security. State Representative Kyle Cassell's comments on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Safety's and security's number one issue. So if we keep that 800 in place and find one or two places in the budget that the House and Senate and even the governor can agree on, we're doing good.
Cassell says he does not support the Senate using accounting tricks to loosen up $2.5 billion in the budget.
From day one, since we've been elected, I've not been a big fan of budget gimmicks.
Cassell says when you have the opportunity to, quote, pay your bills, you pay them. There was powerful testimony from victims and the families of those in prison over a bill that would allow for early parole.
It's a slap in the face for the victims, all victims.
Texas City Police Officer Anne Marie Carrizales was shot in the face and chest after pulling a car over in 2013.
I don't know why this bill is even here. I don't know who it's for, but it's not for us.
State Rep. Sanfronia Thompson's bill would give the parole panel the option to give special consideration for good conduct.
What can we do to rehabilitate people?
For Sarah Scott, the bill stands for hope.
The only hope I have for my daughter, who is my heart, is parole.
The bill is under debate by a House committee. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Another big department store announced this week that steadily declining sales figures could mean closing its doors. Sears says it's doubting the future of its business.
The retail community has been watching the demise of Sears for generations.
Director of Texas A&M Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says online and mobile shopping is possibly the biggest evolution in retail since the vast expansion of malls in the 1950s and 60s.
It is certainly a new period, and we are a capitalist Darwinian society where those that are strong, innovative, and can move ahead of the pack will survive, but we will also see some more company failures in this era of change that we're in.
Sears' announcement came after JCPenney's and Macy's also reported store closings and declining sales. It's the largest event of its kind in Texas with visitors from across the country, and it's right here in our community. This Saturday and Sunday is the 17th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Emily Mullins on WTAW's The Infomaniac says they have extended the amount of reenactments.
We're now going to have two World War II reenactments, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. We're going to have a Vietnam air assault demonstration, and we're also going to have a World War I tactical.
Mullins says along with weapons demonstrations and vehicle displays, there will also be helicopter rides from the Collings Foundation. Visit AmericanGIMuseum.org for a full list of events. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 68 degrees. Be part of the show. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Quick off the top of your head, what is the real estate market like right now? What does it look like? What are the numbers? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? Do you know that stuff? I know I don't, not right off the top of my head, but I know somebody who does. Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates do have all that information. And not only that, they know all the details that you need to know when it comes to buying or selling a house that will make the real estate process a whole lot better and make the experience a happier one for you. For instance, they have a whole team of people over there who can make the experience better. They have stagers who will come over and they will bring things from their 8,000 square foot warehouse that's just full of things to put in your home to make your pictures pop so that if you're looking to sell your home, it's really going to make the pictures look great and make people want to buy your place. But they're still going to keep the feel of it. Don't worry about that. Now, when it comes to buying a home, if you're looking to do that, they have all the information that you need to know to get the best price on the house that is going to make you the happiest. So check them out online, zarealestate.com, for Zweiker & Associates.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us Best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning. It's 7:38, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. In the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, got a little bit of weather brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly cloudy and windy day shaping up for the region as low pressure gets set to pass off to our north today. That system will help set off some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Temperatures are anywhere from 75 to 80. Tonight clearing, lows 55 to 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll have highs close to 80 during the afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 55 to 60. Sunday's going to be partly sunny, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team faces Vanderbilt this weekend, while the softball team hosts Missouri. We'll hear from the coaches on the games. Meanwhile, the first teams have entered the Elite Eight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We'll take a look at that. And in the NBA, the Spurs and the Mavs both earned victories on the hardwood last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so did we hear anything officially on the bridge situation on FM 60?
We did not. I did not receive a response. I did see lights in construction, but from my understanding, there was not going to be another full closure of FM 60. So,
Well, we got a caller, and that's why if you're in that world and you do that, let us know what the situation is out there, because if it's not... Again, one of the things that's really great about this job is we don't have to be out there now.
Yeah.
Right.
When people are taking their kids to school or having to get to work or any of those things.
Very true.
Nonetheless. All right. So, do you go to the movies anymore?
You know, I actually last week, not this past weekend, but the one before that, I actually went to the movies for the first time in a really long time, if maybe ever, by myself on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I was awake and nobody else was, because our schedule lends that to happen sometimes on the weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I went to the movies by myself for like one of the first times in a long time to see Logan.
MPAA Chairman Christopher Dodd did not attend the CinemaCon Exhibitors Convention this year. In other words, like the head of this thing, the head of the MPAA, movie people, not going to the Association of Theater Owners Convention, saying what? We don't need you? So they put together some trends. They said, number one, international growth has slowed dramatically in movies. After years of international growth in theater building, especially in China, the numbers have slowed. White moviegoers have declined. Ethnic audiences have grown. Women and ethnic audiences built this year's biggest blockbusters, like Finding Dory and The Jungle Book. So that has something to do with that. But all that to bring up the situation of what is it that makes you decide to go and see a movie? Well, the time was it was a movie review. You'd see them on TV or maybe you'd read them somewhere. But now... what do you do?
I know what it is now.
Yeah?
Now, it's you want to avoid the spoilers. You want to get in to see it before anybody spoils it for you.
That could certainly happen. Rotten Tomatoes, for instance. This is a website that people look at. Brett Ratner, who's a director of Rush Hour, says he thinks this is hurting the movie business a lot. He said the worst thing is that we have this movie culture of Rotten Tomatoes, where you get a number. And you look at the number.
Right.
And if it's above a certain number, you'll go see it. If not, then you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas back when you used to read reviews, you would actually get information about the movie.
Right, because something you may like isn't necessarily what the percentage on Rotten Tomatoes
likes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so as a result, but I'm... you know, I read that. I went, you know, that's true.
Yeah, because, like, I love corny chick flicks.
Okay.
But I bet they don't receive the greatest ratings on Rotten Tomatoes because they're corny chick flicks.
Right. And but if you actually read a review,
I would be more willing to go see it.
Wait a minute. That could be something that would be worthwhile
right.
for you to go and see. All right. So, are you a millennial or are you not a millennial? I mean, statistically, we can tell you. But behaviorally, it may be a little bit different. According to new research by a guy named David Poltrack, and David Poltrack is the research ratings guy for CBS Television. He says the youngest millennials should be graduating college this year, but that doesn't mean they all consider themselves adults. The median age of millennials now is 30, meaning that half are older, half are younger. And 30 happens to be the age at which millennials tend to self-identify as adults, according to him. For these purposes, an adult is defined as someone who has moved out of their parents' home, has a job, pays their own bills.
Mm-hmm.
Say, did millennials start seeming so middle-aged? How did that happen? David says part of it is the laziness classification and he says, and he's one of the most respected people when it comes to studying demographics, he says that millennials basically have changed no matter what those ages were. If you define them, They're born between 1979 and 1995.
Okay.
And based on that description in the book Generations, it defines a generation lasting 18 years, works forward from the giant baby boomer generation, and then, of course, their kids, the next latest generation, are the millennials. People born after 1995 are actually members of Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
Did we even know that? I've never heard of that.
Well, you know, it's tricky because it all depends on which geneticist you're talking to, honestly,
okay.
Because a lot of the times it all depends your generational. The generational gaps are closing, they say. They're getting smaller. You know, you said they defined it as 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that gap is closing, according to some geneticists. And so you have you have your Gen Xers and you have your millennials, but there's this little group in between. And I would say it's probably from 79 to 84.
Okay.
That we're kind of like cuspers. I'm in that generation.
A cusper. Yeah.
Where we're kind of in between Gen Xers and millennials. We have some of the qualities and downfalls of Gen Xers and some of the qualities and downfalls of millennials. They call us the Oregon Trail generation.
The Oregon Trail generation.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Because we played that.
Played that game.
Yeah.
Which,
right.
You know, I'm 88 and I played that game, so mm-hmm. You might even extend that a little bit further.
Again, there are going to be shades of gray on
right.
either side. The
oh,
lines
absolutely.
Are going to be blurred there. So why are millennials taking so long to grow up and move out?
That's what I was going to say. 30?
Okay. Well, some of it's their fault. Some of it's their parents' fault.
Yeah.
And much of it is everybody's fault. To begin with, back in the end of 2007 through 2009, there was a recession. Okay, that made employment harder to find, especially for the folks who'd just gotten out of college, and so they may have a ton of student debt, and that plus high housing costs may have caused them to go back home. And as a result, that whole stigma of moving back in was reduced.
Well, the also interesting thing, because I think about it, you know, I could live with my parents right now if I wanted to, because I live in the same town as them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's how many people are either not going away for college or are returning to their hometowns after college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, it's interesting because I think sometimes it's kind of weird that I'm still in my hometown because a lot of my friends have moved away.
Sure.
And so they wouldn't even have the opportunity to live with their parents if they,
okay,
you know, if they wanted to.
Because they've made that transition. That benchmark has been
right.
passed.
Right. And a lot of that is because, you know, for the majority, most of them found jobs in Houston or Austin or Dallas
right.
out of, you know, after graduating. There may have not been as much here in their realm of,
yes.
you know, what they were doing. So I don't know. It's just weird. And I'm interested to see, like, where these kids are living. Are they just in big cities? So that's what, you know, it's also more expensive to live.
And, well, part of it also is, where do you want to raise your family?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That can be part of it. Right, same thing. I stayed here. Yeah, you know, I couldn't find a job anyplace else as much as I tried. Now, but because you know, I stayed here for a while, I
mm-hmm.
left and worked in other markets. But when it came time really to settle in with my kids, I had my kids, then
right.
this was a good place to live from that standpoint.
Right.
But I had a job to be able to go to, and as you mentioned, we were a smaller city, and those job opportunities for a whole lot of people
mm-hmm.
Possibly didn't exist now and will at this point.
True.
30 just seems so crazy to me because, I mean, by that time, I was kind of kicked out of the nest, you know, but by 30, I had been their definition of an adult for 12 years.
But I think that's what they are showing is, for any number of reasons, and there are parents who coddled their kids also, oh, no, you can stay here. It's okay. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to go find a job. We still love you and all that. And that gets back to kids and parents being friends rather than being kids and parents.
Right.
Yep.
But that whole transitional situation has kind of smudged the lines between what they are. So no matter what age you are, it's okay if you want to be a millennial or not.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's hard to parent your children and yourself at the same time. And that's what Jack and Tina found out when they tried to fix the wrongs in their past through their parenting styles today. Jack grew up with helicopter parents. They hovered over him, overprotected him, and held him back from taking risks. When he became a dad himself, Jack overreacted and swung the pendulum the other direction. He gave his children too much space. They had freedom, but he wasn't as engaged as he should have been as a father. Tina's childhood was just the opposite. Her parents weren't very involved in her life. They skipped her dance recitals and were generally uninterested in her. When Tina became a mom, she overreacted and involved herself in everything her children did. She meant well, but her kids felt smothered. If given the chance, you'd probably change something about your childhood. When we learn from our experiences, we can create a better future for ourselves and our families. The challenge is to avoid overcorrecting and swinging our parenting too far in the other direction. Our children need us to guide them down a path that's good for them instead of trying to relive our lives through their experiences. Good parenting is all about making corrections over time. Just beware of the pendulum swinging too far from one side to the other, because it's hard to parent your children and yourself at the same time. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Dale.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the number 23 A&M baseball team heads to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt for their first SEC road trip of the season. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Incredibly talented team, and coming off a series loss at Ole Miss, and they're certainly going to be, you know, tough to beat at home. But we've been there before and had success there before, and, you know, it's all about trying to get wins on the weekend for us.
Brigham Hill takes the mound tonight at 6:30 p.m., and you can hear all three games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 7 A&M softball team hosts Missouri for a three-game series beginning tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
What I know about Missouri is they swept us last year, so that's all I think about is, you know, hey, this is a team that we've had great games against. We always have hard-fought games with them. They're very well coached. They are fundamentally sound. They lost a couple of their two ace pitchers who transferred out, but last year we lost to Baumgartner, who is still on their staff. So, you know, it's a team that gets up there and swings a bat, and we don't take them lightly whatsoever. So we know we're going to have to play really well to beat them.
First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all three of those games this weekend on Willie 1550. The number 8 Texas A&M men's tennis team defeated Tennessee 7-0 at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center yesterday to claim their SEC best 12th straight victory. In the NCAA men's basketball tournament, it'll be top-seeded Kansas against number 3 Oregon in the Midwest Regional Final tomorrow in Kansas City as the Jayhawks blasted Purdue 98-66. Meanwhile, third-seed Oregon bested Michigan 69-68. In the West Regional Final, number 1 Gonzaga will take on Xavier as the Bulldogs escaped with a 61-58 triumph over number 4 West Virginia. And the 11th seed Musketeers upset number 2 Arizona 73-71. Tonight, number 3 Baylor faces South Carolina at 6:30 p.m. Florida takes on Wisconsin at 9 p.m. Number 1 North Carolina goes head-to-head with the Butler Bulldogs at 6. And number 2 Kentucky faces UCLA at 8:30. Don't forget to tune in to Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM to catch tonight's action. Elsewhere in college basketball, Georgetown has fired men's basketball coach John Thompson III following back-to-back losing seasons in which he went 29-36. Thompson's record at Georgetown was 278-151 with 8 trips to the NCAA tournament and a berth in the 2007 Final Four. In the NBA, Harrison Barnes made the go-ahead basket to help lead the Dallas Mavericks to a win over the Los Angeles Clippers 97-95 last night. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, LaMarcus Aldridge reached 15,000 career points as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies 97-90 in a possible first-round playoff preview. Out on the ice, the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Dallas Stars 3-2 last night to open an 8-point lead for first place in the Central Division. And in Austin, Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth face what could amount to elimination day at the Dell Technologies match play. Both lost their opening matches at Austin Country Club. Even with 2 rounds remaining in group play, neither can afford to lose if he wants a chance at advancing into the weekend of single elimination. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day. This time, it is a 2015 Ford Mustang, and it's red. 1 odor, 6-speed, and it's only $18,751. Again, that's $18,751 for a candy apple red Ford Mustang back to 2015. It's truck month as well, so you can get great deals on F-150s. They've got amazing financing because interest rates right now are low. You can have huge savings on everything, and you can roll different parts for your truck into the financing if you get some upgrades from Texas Custom Outfitters like grill guards, the lights, tent, sound, everything. They can do it for you at Team of Navasota. To find out more, teamofnavasota.com, or make the short trip south to Navasota to Team Ford of Navasota.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net. You can never plan on when your child will get a fever, flu, scrapes, bumps, or bruises. That's why almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours. UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Couple of minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. I love Waffle House. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision. You go in there. You go in there, everyone's drunk. You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like?
That's right. Two female employees at a restaurant, a Waffle House in Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, man.
Got into a knockdown, drag-out fight, and it was caught on video.
Of course it was.
They allegedly had a disagreement over who was going to wash the dishes. By the time police got there, the fight was over. No arrests were made.
Well, she couldn't chip her nail.
Yeah, I showed her.
You do the dishes.
That's right. I showed her. She ain't going to do that again to me. Letting you know. So, in Sweden, did you know that drivers are required to drive with their headlights on at all times?
Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
Dalmatians became firehouse dogs in the 1800s because the fire engines were pulled by horses, and Dalmatians got along with the horses better than any other breed.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
And you know why Facebook uses blue? Because Mark Zuckerberg is red-green colorblind. There you are. Rain's on the way. 80% chance we'll get some of that, but the winds have at least died back. 68 degrees. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.